This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes.
On this vote, the yeas are 74, the nays are 24. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of this motion, the motion is agreed to.
With that, the Senate passed a $1.2 trillion spending bill overnight, pushing any worries over a government shutdown into the fall. That despite a battle between Democrats and Republicans over proposed amendments to the bill. Democratic Senator Patty Murray is pleased.
We have finally passed all 12 bills to fund the government, and I am proud to be sending a $1 billion increase in funding for child care and pre-K to the president's desk.
Now to Russia, where President Putin is vowing to punish those behind a concert massacre that has left at least 133 people dead after gunmen opened fire and then set a huge blaze with gasoline. ISIS has claimed responsibility. Former CBS Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
Russia has a considerable Muslim population, including in Chechnya, where Russia has waged numerous military campaigns before and during the Putin years to try to shut down Chechnya's independence movement. Russia has also had military interventions in other Muslim nations, including Afghanistan and Syria, which experts on the Islamic State say has put Russia in the crosshairs of ISIS.
Shocking news from the royal family as Princess Kate announces that she's been diagnosed with cancer. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Palace sources tell us the Princess of Wales has already begun the early stages of a course of preventative chemotherapy, which began in late February. Kate says she's doing well, she's getting stronger every day, but that it's been an incredibly tough couple of months for the entire family.
That Idaho prison inmate and his accomplice are back behind bars after leading police on a 36-hour manhunt. CBS News correspondent Carter Evans.
Back in a prison jumpsuit, recaptured inmate Skylar Meade showed no emotion in court, neither did his alleged accomplice, Nicholas Umfenauer. Both remain in custody with stepped-up security.
A tragedy in Texas. CBS's Jeff Glore.
Investigators say more than 40 pre-K students and 11 adults were returning from a field trip at the zoo Friday when a concrete truck veered into the lane of their bus. A little boy on the bus died. A driver in a third vehicle also died. More than 50 people were hurt.
A fire in Ohio killed 70 dogs this week at what authorities are calling a puppy mill. The owner and others opened one of the exterior kennels and 17 dogs were saved. The fire chief says it was one of the most emotional scenes he had worked. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin has an election April 2nd. While the presidential nominations are sewn up, there are still important matters for voters to decide. Here's Mike Moan.
Groups like All Voting is Local still implore voters to turn out for Wisconsin's April 2nd election. State Director Sam Liebert points to municipal and county level races. And there's a proposed constitutional amendment to ban private grants and helping fund local offices that administer elections. It's an idea his group opposes.
I think the real question and the real issue at hand is, why are our elections and their administrators underfunded? There's so much concern about third-party funding. Let's have that discussion in the state budget, at our local levels.
The ballot question was pushed by GOP lawmakers who say these functions need to be shielded from any undue influence. In 2020, Wisconsin communities received grants from Mark Zuckerberg to help election clerks manage needs during the pandemic. Liebert argues permanently restricting donations would undermine election integrity, noting potential meddling from bad actors both foreign and domestic. And opponents of the question say election administrators are dealing with aging infrastructure and in some cases a lack of volunteers. As for the spring vote, Liebert says Wisconsinites could ease some of the pressure by casting a ballot early.
If they're able to vote early in person, that's a great opportunity. It helps make the lines go faster on election day.
Another proposed constitutional amendment Republicans have placed on the statewide ballot asks to further clarify who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That question also was opposed by many pro-democracy groups. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
For you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 35. Tonight, some snow, lows around 21. Snow showers for Sunday and a few inches of accumulation possible. It will be windy as well with a high near 35. Snow on Sunday night and a low near 27. Rain and snow Monday and a high of 45.
Currently 26 degrees.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard what the man said. It is time for Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Hey, everyone. It is Saturday. It's sunny. It's snowy. In this, 23rd day of March, it's at 11:07 on the clock. I'm your host, Seth, for Over the Back Fence. Thanks for joining me today, everyone. As Chuck said, this is all about you. Need you to call 424-2600, or if you have the Civic Media app, go ahead and touch one touch dialing. If you have the app, and it'll bring you on through into the studio here. If you're looking for ways to sell or buy with your friends and neighbors, if you're looking to talk events coming up here, of course, lots of Easter events coming up this week, Holy Week, and next weekend, got Easter egg hunts coming up. Oh, we'll get into that in just a little bit, so stick with me, and we'll talk about where you can have some fun next weekend. Also, lots of other things going on, and whatever you want to talk about. The weather, crazy, crazy weather. Now that we got snow on the ground on March 23rd. That's kind of funny. After the winter we had, it's been bizarre. 424-2600 is the number to call, everyone. Let's catch up on a few things here. Of course, if you were listening to WFHR last night, you heard the final four game of the Wisconsin Badgers. Sadly, they are done. They are done for the season. They were beaten by James Madison. A lot of people were actually predicting this. James Madison having a very good year, and they just kind of took it to the Badgers. So the Badgers have wrapped up their season. Congratulations for what they did, getting back to the tournament, of course. That's no small feat. Looking to do better again next year, of course. Marquette moved on. They are in the next round. They'll be playing this weekend. And also, there's something else going on here, everybody, that I want you to be aware of. Of course, our sister station, WIRI, all season long, we broadcast home games of the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. And I hope you were able to catch a couple of those games, or even better, catch them at the Southwood County Rec Center. Lots of people showed up this year, everybody. It was very exciting. The impact, Heart of Wisconsin Chamber released a really cool study about how much financial impact the River Kings had in this area, and it was substantial. Just another reason to support them and continue to support them, because right now, and I mean right now, they're not playing right now. It's the end of the first period. They're going into the first intermission, but they are in the round of 16 for the national playoffs here for the USPHL Premier League. And they're hoping to keep it going here, everybody. The score after one period, zeros. Nothing but zeros. Big defensive battle going on there. And if you followed the River Kings this year, you know how important defense is to Coach Paul. So hopefully we'll be able to hear from him soon, see what happens this weekend with the big tournament going on, the big national tournament, see how far our River Kings can get. Follow them at riverkings.com. Go to their website, riverkingshockey.com. You can also check out the USPHLpremier.com if you want to check out the entire tournament that as it goes along here and keep updated that way. I have it locked on here. So if anything happens during the next hour, I will indeed let you know what is happening. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on here at WFHR and at our sister station, WIRI. Well, let's take a look here at what's happening today. I don't think we have much going on today. I just want to double check everything here. We do have, I think, some sports coming up. Tomorrow, even with the Badgers, of course, being done with their season, we still have the women are going to be playing next week, the Badger women. Congratulations to them, since they are in the tournament, the Final Four tournament, for the first time in many, many years. So congrats to them. So we'll be playing that throughout the week, see how far that they can get. Fill out your bracket for the ladies. It looks like it's going to be a fun tournament for them this year as well. Excuse me. I know tomorrow tomorrow on Sunday, we do have a Bucks game playing. They will be on one of their night games. They don't have a lot of Sunday night games, but they will be doing it this Sunday. They're going to be hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder starting at 5:30. That's the pregame. Game starts at 6. Now, of course, you understand what that means. That means that no Seth Faces the Music this week, and we may not get much of what's happening with our new show, Unlabeled. We might catch the very tail end of that one, but if you haven't had a chance to catch Unlabeled, boy, we really, if you're a big fan of the 90s, of 90s music, of any way, shape, or form, it is your 90s mixtape. Check it out from 8 to 9 on Sundays. Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday after that. We've got, let's see here. Yep, we've got two new shows coming up next Sunday, Seth Faces the Music and Unlabeled. And we are keeping Director's Cut has not gone away. We are looking to be putting that right before Seth Faces the Music. So we got a whole block Sunday nights from 5 to about 9 o'clock. We've got great content here created by the staff here at WFHR and WIRI. We love Civic Media. We love being a part of the network and all that they do. But we like to keep our identity as well. And we hope you guys enjoy the local stuff we do here, including the Polka Show, the show right here, Over the Back Fence, the morning show, Trail Tunes, the Sunrise Show over on WIRI. Stay tuned for all the great programming that we offer here. And, of course, stay tuned for the great contest we have going on all next week. We've been talking about this week. It's our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. We take a break during the weekends, but during next week, we have got every single day four opportunities for you to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells, plus be entered to win a great grand prize package. We got two of them that we're giving away. We've got some bikes that we're doing, a really fabulous blender. We have an outdoor patio love seat we're giving away as well. Lots of fun prizes, and you have all kinds of opportunities. All you got to do is listen during the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 a.m., 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. every single day. The hosts of those shows we'll be telling you the secret word. Download the Civic Media app, choose your favorite station, and text that word when you get the chance. During that hour, you can only do it during from, like, say, 1 to 2, from 7 to 8. Make sure you get it in during that hour. But you can do every single hour if you so desire. Get your entries in there. Load them up, everybody. We are having a lot of fun with this contest, and you'll be hearing it here on WFHR, WIRI, on every single Civic Media station. We are doing this statewide contest, the Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. Please help us get the word out and see what fun you can have. It looks like we've been having a lot of great response to it, and we do appreciate everyone who's been playing along with us and hope you've won something. If you have, congratulations. You got a whole nother week to try to do that. Looking ahead to this coming week, if you've been paying attention to the morning show, of course, as we come up to the election on April 2nd, we have been giving an opportunity for all kinds of local candidates to express why they are running, what they hope to accomplish, why they want, why you should vote for them. That's as simple as that, right? Well, we have a couple more opportunities coming up this next week for a couple, next couple of weeks, I should say. On Monday, we've got Jeff Penscover. He's a candidate for Wisconsin Rapids. He's the alderperson for District 4. I believe he's the incumbent. And he is going to be talking with James at about 9:50 on Monday. Of course, we've got our great colleague, Melissa, back after her couple of weeks in the desert. I hope she had some good rest in the desert. It sounds like a nice place to just relax, right? Nothing going on in the desert, at least that we can see. She'll be back on Monday with the next Kitchens Open. We can't wait for that. And, of course, coming up the rest of the week, we have our normal during the morning show stuff. Of course, we've got Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday on, well, Wednesday. Phil Hartley of Quality Plus Printing will be calling in and giving us the word there. We've got on Thursday the Pet of the Week, sponsored by good friends at TJ's Auto and Collision Center. And we've got Culver's Star of the Day on Friday. All kinds of fun stuff. You know it, everyone. You love it. From 8 to 10 every weekday on WFHR. Over on our sister station, WIRI, check in at 7 o'clock. We got the Sunrise Show. James will take you through there with music and fun, the National Day of Calendar, all kinds of good stuff. Plus, he will be revealing the first of the day, the 7 o'clock hour, those first words for the Text to Win Ride into Spring contest. So, want to stay tuned for that as well. Oh, let's see what else we got coming up here next week. I do want to make sure. Let's see here. Oh, no, we don't have the sports schedule out quite yet. Although I do want to let everyone know on Monday, it looks like the Wisconsin women's basketball will be taking on Southern Indiana in the first game of the tournament there. So stay tuned and we'll keep them going as long as they are playing. We'll be playing them on WFHR as much as we can. Then on Tuesday, the Bucks are going to be taking on the Lakers at 6 p.m. So more Bucks basketball. Only a couple games left in the regular season, everybody. So stay tuned here. See how the Bucks wrap up the season and go into the playoffs. We cannot wait to see where they end up. All right, everyone. It's time for us to take our first break of the day. The number again, 424-2600 to get on over the back fence. I do appreciate all the calls coming in here because that's what this show is all about, everyone. Don't leave me hanging. Call in and let's talk whatever you want to talk about right here on locally grown radio, WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 35. Tonight, some snow, lows around 21. Snow showers for Sunday and a few inches of accumulation possible. It will be windy as well with a high near 35. Snow on Sunday night and a low near 27. Rain and snow Monday and a high of 45.
Currently 26 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Hope everyone's having a great sunny Saturday out there. Appreciate everyone listening. We're looking for some phone calls, though. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. We'll be getting into our mailbag in just a minute. Looking at a whole bunch of events happening throughout the week and points north as we go into April and some spring stuff coming up. Can't wait to talk about that as well. But let's go ahead and grab our first phone call of the morning. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have a truck for sale, and I was hoping I could give you some information about that on the air. Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's a 2015 Dodge Ram. It has a 5.7 motor engine. It's a four-door. It has four-wheel drive. It has a topper. It's under 53,000 miles. It's in really good condition. And it's got a towing package on it. I'd like to list the price at $22,000. And if anybody is interested in more information or wanting to see it, they can text me at 715-459-1866.
All right. So we got 459-1866.
That's correct.
All right. I'll see if we can get anyone to text you there. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Have a good weekend. Got a truck for sale, everyone. If you're interested in that one or more information, go ahead and text 459-1866, 459-1866. They're asking that you please text them that number, and they can get more information to you, or if you want to take a look at the car. It's easy as that, everyone. That's all we're looking for. 424-2600 is the number to call if you want to do what that person did and get your stuff on the air here. We do have something on our mailbag that we had from a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if it's still available or not, but we're going to go ahead and say it. A 17-foot aluminum canoe, asking $500 for it. And they also have brand new lacrosse rubber overshoes, size 14 medium, $15 for those shoes. Interested in either one of these items or to find out if they're still available, because we're not sure, 423-3775, 423-3775, the number to call for that one. All right, let's go ahead and get into our events here. Before we do that, let's go ahead and grab another phone call. Good morning, you're on the show.
Yeah, good morning, Seth. I have to give away enough vinyl siding to probably do a four-stall or two-stall garage. And it's still available at Menards if you need other pieces to finish it. And I also have for sale a refrigerator, dirty but working, bottom freezer, $40. And they could call or text 715-819-3422. And I thank you.
819-3422.
Yes.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
819-3422 to call. He's got some siding to give away, and it's still available if it's not enough for what project you have in mind. And also a fridge for sale as well. Either of those items, if you're interested, 819-3422 is the number to call. Thanks for the call. Let's start off looking at the events here. Let's talk about some Easter egg hunts that we have going on coming up next weekend. Most of these, I believe, are on March 30th on Saturday. So from the Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club, they're hosting the 94th annual Kiwanis Easter Egg Hunt, March 30th at Lincoln High School, 1801 16th Street South in Rapids. They will set it up in the staff parking lot that is on the north side parallel to the expressway. Activities will start at 9 a.m., and the egg hunt will start promptly at 10 a.m. at the sound of the air horn. If there's inclement weather, they will move all the activities into the Lincoln Gym. They will also include, the activities will include crafts, pictures with the Easter Bunny, and games. Have some fun. Do some fun Easter activities with an Easter egg hunt coming up next Saturday. And starting at 9, egg hunt will start at 10 at the Lincoln High School in the staff parking lot. This is put on by our good friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club. Our friends over in Rudolph also have an Easter egg hunt happening next Saturday. That is going to be at the Village Park starting at 10 a.m. March 30th, Saturday, March 30th. That's in Rudolph. The annual Grand Rapids Area Merchants Easter Egg Hunt will be put on by GRVFD on Saturday the 30th, next Saturday at 10 a.m. at MSTC, that's Mid-State. Arrive early to get parked and meet the Easter Bunny. Equipment will be on display before and after the event for multiple area agencies. This is put on by the Grand Rapids Volunteer Fire Department. Big shout out to them for doing this Easter egg hunt along with the Grand Rapids area merchants. Thanks all to them for doing it. This is at 10 a.m. over at Mid-State. If you have an Easter egg hunt for your organization that you're going to be doing next weekend or throughout the week, please let us know. You can drop it off here at 1690 2nd Avenue South during our regular business hours, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pam would be glad to take that information for you. You can also email info@wfhr.com if you have a flyer or anything like that, or just get the information to us. We would be delighted to share it over the air as we go into Easter next weekend. Our friends over at the Lowell Center have a lot of great activities coming up this final week of March. We'll highlight a couple of them. Of course, they have the tax aid program going through April 11th. We'll get into that a little bit later, a little more details. But they will have on Monday, on the 25th, they have the 1:30 book club. They're going to be doing The Handmaid's Tale, of course, made into a very popular television series. On Tuesday at 1, they've got the So Cute Club. They got some Bunko at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. On Thursday at 1 o'clock, they've got Silver Cinema, Banshees of Inisherin. Inisherin. Oh, I got to get my Irish is a little off there. Inisherin. Okay, Inisherin. Inisherin. Got to say it with an Irish accent. And, of course, Friday is Good Friday. And they'll be having a couple other things, too. But don't forget, they also have the AARP tax aid program going on Monday, Wednesday and Thursday. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday is when they have the tax aid program going on. That's from 8 to 3:30 each one of those days. If you are in need of some help, they're going to be doing that next week all the way up through April 11th. So keep that in mind, everybody. And also, if you need help, they do encourage those age 60 and older for that tax aid program, by the way, everyone. If you have any more questions, please talk to Joan at 421-1051 if you have any more questions about the tax aid program from AARP. This is an announcement we had at the beginning of March, but I'd like to continue to tell everyone about this. This is really an important amount of information. Beginning on March 5th, all veterans who were exposed to toxins and other hazardous materials while serving in the military will be eligible to enroll directly in VA health care, years earlier than called for by the PACT Act. That means all veterans who served in the Vietnam War, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Global War on Terror, or any other combat zone after 9/11 will be eligible to enroll directly in VA health care without first applying for VA benefits. Veterans who never deployed but are exposed to toxins while training or on active duty in the U.S. will also be eligible to enroll. This is big, big news, everyone. Very important, though. Contact your county veterans service officer, Rock Larson. That is who we have in Wood County. Rock Larson is the person to contact, or the medical hospital in Toma. Do not contact your local clinic. They do not have the staff to enroll veterans. They have plenty to do without doing that. We have specific people that can help you with that. If you want more information, if you're eligible, go to va.gov/PACT, P-A-C-T, or you can call 800-698-2411, 800-698-2411 to learn more and apply for VA health care. And that started on March 5th. That is ongoing. Over here at the station, we do have some 2024 copies of Visit Rome and the Rapids Area Official Visitor's Guide. We have both here if you want to come pick one up at our normal business hours, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find out what's going on throughout the summer in Rapids and in the Nacoosa and Rome areas. Lots of great fun stuff happening. Of course, there's always volunteer opportunities at our friends at the ADRC. If you get the chance, yesterday, James on Midday Magazine talked with a representative, Hannah, from the ADRC about Medicare and all of those supplement program ads that you see on TV. Are they legit or not? It's a very good conversation. I would encourage you to listen to it. Go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, click on Midday Magazine and find the latest episode from Friday on the ADRC of Central Wisconsin. Great information there. Another wonderful thing that the ADRC does, of course, is provide meals. Not only Meals on Wheels, but also senior dining. And if you have an opportunity, of course, to help with any of that, it's greatly appreciated. 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever you can spare. It is a wonderful opportunity to help the ADRC. You can go to their website, adrc-cw.org, or call 888-486-9545, 888-486-9545. And looking up here, I just want to give a quick peek into the River Kings game going on right now. The second period has started. They've got about 13 minutes and 43 seconds remaining in the second. Still no score. Woo! This game's getting close. It's getting exciting, everybody. Can't wait to see how this one ends. We're going to take another break here, everyone. We are going to come back here shortly. With more events happening in the area. Look at what's coming up in April. Other things, of course. And, of course, more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Tonight,
this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough, just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 for our new show, Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape. While Director's Cut takes a hiatus, join me every Sunday after Seth Faces the Music from 8 to 9 for fun facts, your requests, and more. Every genre, every song, if it was released from 1990 to 99, we will play it. Sundays, 8 to 9 on Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Booyah!
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 35. Tonight, some snow, lows around 21. Snow showers for Sunday and a few inches of accumulation possible. It will be windy as well with a high near 35. Snow on Sunday night and a low near 27. Rain and snow Monday and a high of 45.
Currently 26 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. About 30 minutes left in the show here. 424-2600 is the number to call. And I do have a caller on the line right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. Yes, I have a red tubular bunk bed. It's got the single or twin size on top and a full size on the bottom. Pretty clean. It's real clean, I guess. It comes with mattresses that are pretty clean, also unusable. We want $30 for that, or best offer. We also have the sheets available for it at extra price. You can call 715-741-1544. You probably have to leave a message. I'll be in and out, though.
Okay. 741-1544.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks.
Got a bed, a bunk bed set for sale if you're interested in that, and some sheets if you're also interested in getting those. For all that, just go ahead and call 741-1544, 741-1544. Leave a message if there is no one there to answer. Just keep that in mind, everyone. You can always leave a message. Thanks for the call, 424-2600, as we move along here on this Saturday afternoon. Oh, it's not afternoon yet, I guess. It is morning, technically. And because of that, we do want to let everyone know that's going on right now. The market at the Moravian, the winter market, is going on from 9 to 1 today. And so about till 1 o'clock over at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. That's going staying there through May 18th. Check out their Facebook page. Just type in Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market to find out who the vendors are there today. You can also go to wrmoravian.org/wintersfarmersmarket to find out more information about that. Or if you want to be a vendor and want to sign up, see what it's all about, we would absolutely appreciate you doing that. So once again, going until 1 o'clock today at the Moravian Church, the Winter Farmers Market. Don't miss it. All right, let's go ahead and jump in here with some events happening. Not a whole lot going on this coming week. Of course, it is Holy Week, and that could mean any number of things. Excuse me. But before we do that, I do want to go ahead and give a quick update on the game against the River Kings against the Fort Wayne Spacemen. There's about 12:21 remaining in the second. And it looks like Fort Wayne just scored the first goal of the game. They are up 1-0. It's actually really sad because the River Kings have a 24-11 shot advantage, and that's bad luck. All that is some bad luck. So let's see if the River Kings can turn it around here, keep it moving against Fort Wayne. They're down by one goal, but plenty of time left in the period and in the game for them to mount a little bit of a comeback. All right, let's go ahead and check out, see what's going on this week. Not a lot to speak of because it is Holy Week. But we have one thing happening tomorrow that we want to highlight, and then stuff happening in April. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Well, good morning, and I haven't spoken to you in so long, but it is good to do that. And I have to give away clean jars, and they're not pints or quarts, they're just the regular old jars, but they're all clean with lids, and there's a lot of them. I just need to maybe recycle them, but I hate to do that. And secondly, I'm wanting to buy a single soda stream, so that's the carbonated beverage unit, 424-2105.
424-2105.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the call. Looking for two of the interesting things here. We got some clean jars if you're looking for that. She's giving those away. And also, if you have a soda stream that you're looking to sell or give away or whatever, let her know. 424-2105. 424-2105 is the number to call for that. Thanks once again for the phone calls. Keep them up. Let's keep them going, everybody. 424-2600 is the number to call. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we do have a Choral Masters, an afternoon with the Choral Masters, put on by the Greater Northern Choral Association with the Wausau Symphony and Band. They're going to be playing works by Handel, Haydn, Mozart, and Vivaldi. That's happening tomorrow at 3 p.m. It is free, everybody, happening at the Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church, 1104 South 9th Avenue in Wausau. This is brought to you by Patty's Music, Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church, St. Paul's United Church of Christ, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, and the Wausau Symphony and Band. The Masters, everybody. This is the perfect time of year for choral music, as tomorrow, of course, is Palm Sunday. A great way to spend it. Go ahead and check out the Wausau Symphony and Band over at the Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church, 1104 1104 South 9th Avenue, Wausau. 3 o'clock, it is for free. Hope everyone has a great Easter out there. We will be back, of course, next Saturday, barring any sports that might be happening during this time period. We will be back, and we can wish you a proper Easter on Great Sabbath, as the Saturday between Good Friday and Easter is called. And we'll have a show for you next week as well. But let's go ahead and talk about some events that are coming up In the month of April, we got lots of fun events coming up from all kinds of organizations throughout central Wisconsin. We have the next Noches Familiares, oh, my Spanish, Family Nights coming up on April 4th at 6:30 p.m. There's going to be a light dinner. There's going to be activities. There's going to be education. This is going to be in Marshfield, the University of Stevens Point in Marshfield. This I'm having trouble because this is actually in Spanish, so I'm trying to translate as I'm going along here. the Juntos Family Club is putting this on. It's free. Bring the whole family. There's also, of course, meetings every month at the Marshfield branch of the UW-Stevens Point. Let's get that right there. If you want any more information, please call our very good friend Jasmine Carbajal, 715-261-1244. Of course, this is put on by UW Extension Wood County and the 4-H Club. Lots of fun stuff. They have another one actually happening in May as well. So keep that in mind if you are in the Marshfield area. Coming up at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School, Saturday, April 6th, it's Creative Arts Day, put on by the Wood County 4-H. Once again, another fun activity by the 4-H Club. They'll be having some one-act plays, some demonstrations, skits, arts and crafts, photography and Lego building, creative drawing contest, vocal and instrumental solos, and group performances. It's all about the creative arts, everybody. Let's support them. Let's show them that this is fun, this is good, that we support their creative endeavors and have some fun while doing it. It is Saturday, April 6th at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School, so check that out. Lots of stuff actually going on April 6th. I'm going to keep it rolling here with what else is going on for the first weekend in April. We have the next... Lincoln High School Music Department has their next big fundraiser. It is the Mattress Fundraiser. That's going to be on Saturday, April 6th, from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Lincoln High School cafeteria. Mattresses are made to order. Sales benefit travel costs for the LHS Orchestra and future field trips for the band and the choir. They also have a trivia contest going on the same day. Thank you all for, in fact, I have more information about that in just a minute here. I've got another flyer, so I'll talk about that. And this, of course, all helps the LHS Music Department and all that they do. So let's support them, everybody. The April the 6th, Saturday, April the 6th, from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the cafeteria, they'll be having their mattress sale and a trivia contest. And let's get a little more information about that as well. There is an entry fee, $50 per team. It's hosted by the Tri-Emmett Music Honor Society. All proceeds will go towards the Humane Society and the LHS Tri-Music. So keep that in mind. There's a couple of great organizations getting some money from this. It's from 11 to 1 at the Lincoln Band Room. So go over to Lincoln High School on April 6th. You can get your mattress there, and then you can join in for some fun trivia. If you want more information, you can contact ginger.martin at wrps.net. Payments are due April 3rd. Keep that in mind, everybody, for if you are entering the trivia contest. There's a QR code you can scan if you check out one of their posters, which I'm sure are all over the place. There's no prizes, just for fun. No school, all school rules apply, of course, and no carry-ins. So it's kind of in tandem. It's fun. Bragging rights. Nothing wrong with bragging rights. If you've ever won a NCAA bracket, then you know how fun bragging rights can be. Oh, goodness. Coming up on Sunday, April 7th, we have our next breakfast at our friends at St. Bronislava Holy Name Society. It goes from 8:30 to noon at the St. Bronislava Catholic Church located at 2300 Plover Road. The menu includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast sausage links and ham, limit 4. Milk, juice, and coffee costs $10 for ages 13 to adult, 4 for ages 5 to 12, and free for ages 4 and under. The meal is cooked by the men of Holy Name, and the table service is provided by St. Bron's Boy Scout Troop 201. Proceeds from the breakfast go towards the parish and school and youth needs. Thank you for your support, they say, and thank you for putting on a lovely spread of food over at St. Bronislava. We do appreciate that. The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber is offering a very cool event coming up on April 8th at Midstate. They have a diversity and business luncheon Some people well known to us will be doing that. Lynette Lagarde, the marketing director of Ho-Chunk Gaming, will be there. Olga Meza, the Wood County Health from the Wood County Health Department, will be there. And of course, our very good friend, Fidel Perez, the owner of El Cafe, the sponsor of the Birthday and Anniversary Club here on WFHR. Great to see Fidel there. One just a great guy. Go to El Cafe, man. Their food is great. They sponsor one of our favorite things here at WFHR, the Birthday and Anniversary Club. This is a breakfast, so there is a cost associated with it. Members of the chamber pay $35, non-members $45 per person. Go to their website to register. You do have to register no later than April 1st, so you do have about a week, give or take, coming up here for the April 8th luncheon. Immerse yourself in a dynamic experience where professionals gather to celebrate inclusion through heart networking, insightful talks, and collaborative discussions featuring a diverse panel of experts. So it's going to be a really cool event. We do encourage you to sign up for that through the chamber and over at Mid-State Technical College. The United Way is offering their annual Document Shredded Day. Protect yourself from identity theft by bringing in your sensitive documents, old tax returns, bank statements, canceled checks, etc. to be securely shredded on-site by ShredSafe. Each individual can shred up to 2 18x10 boxes for free. We kindly ask for a donation of $5 for each box thereafter. Documents brought in to be shredded do not need to have their staples removed. That's nice. Good to know, everybody. It's going to be that shred day will be on Wednesday, April 10th at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. or until maximum capacity is reached at the Prevail Bank parking lot, 1601 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. This is put on by our good friends over at United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Sponsors include Bank Account Corp and Prevail Bank. $1 will be donated to the United Way of Southwood and Adams County for each pound of paper shredded with a max donation of $2,000. So thank you to them for that. We do appreciate it. Oh, let's see here. We got more stuff to go into. Just kind of looking through all this stuff. Oh, we got some really interesting events coming up here. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But let's take our last break of the hour here, everyone. Almost done with the show, so you still have a little bit of a chance to call in, 424-2600, to buy or sell, whatever you're looking to do. Quick update on the River Kings game. It is now 6:35 remaining in the second period. It is still 1-0 Fort Wayne over the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Again, the shots on goal are just ridiculously off. But anyway, I digress. Let's go ahead and take our final break here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Oh, we will do that as soon as I get to the right spot here. Let's okay. I'm gonna do that and do that. There we go. Now I got it. Now we're gonna take our break on WFHR.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Thank you for listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The morning show on WFHR, it's cutting edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, dear.
Employees are getting hazard pay. When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
That, we got to walk away from the mic on that.
Yeah,
one.
That's a little late night there, Melissa.
That would hit close to home.
Yeah, getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on locally grown radio.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 35. Tonight, some snow, lows around 21. Snow showers for Sunday and a few inches of accumulation possible. It will be windy as well with a high near 35. Snow on Sunday night and a low near 27. Rain and snow Monday and a high of 45.
Currently 26 degrees.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Got about 10 minutes left in the show here today, everyone. Thanks for all the phone calls so far. 424-2600 is the number to call. Please call up, get on the air live, and we will talk about whatever it is you wish to talk about. No change in the River Kings game in the few minutes that I was away. Just still down by one. Come on, guys. Pick it up a little bit. Pick up the pace. Still have the community tree sale going on in Wisconsin Rapids. This is, of course, put on by the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department. That goes through Monday, April 15th. Order a tree for yourself or the community. Like I said, the deadline is the 15th to order. The pickup is in early May at the City Garage at 1411 Chase Street. A couple of the trees you might be interested in purchasing include the Purple Prince Crab Tree, the Skyline Honey Locust, the Sugar Time Crab, the Fall Fiesta Sugar Maple, and the Black Hills Spruce. These are all very lovely trees. And planting trees is fun. It's actually enjoyable. You get to see it grow, and it can be a little bit of work, but it can also be very rewarding. I remember doing that as a kid, as in my front yard. That was a lot of fun. To order, you can contact Sue Winch at 715-213-1747, 213-1747, or email swinch@gmail.com, swinch at gmail.com, or you can call the Parks Department 421-8240, 421-8240, or email them at parksdepartment@wirapids.org. There's a Founders Network going to be meeting up here. We heard about this from our good friends with Extension. And they have this really cool event that's coming up here at the Wood County Meetup Founders Network. This is for business owners and nonprofit directors at all stages are invited to expand their networks by meeting other entrepreneurial members of their communities and the folks behind entrepreneurial support programs close to home. Founders Network events are intended to make space for local entrepreneurs and entrepreneur-minded individuals to meet, share, and cultivate ideas together. Event includes appetizers and a cash bar. This is going to be on Thursday, April 18th from 5:30 to 7. It is going to be in the great city of Pittsville at the Pittsville Lions Clubhouse, 5572 4th Avenue in Pittsville. Free registration, go to foundersnetworkwoodcounty.eventbrite.com. You can register there. You can also check out the Basin Founders Network on Facebook for more information. The Founders Network are planned by local entrepreneurs and supported by UW Stevens Point Century School of Business and Economics, Create Portage County, and other members of Build the Basin, an exciting regional advancement effort in north central Wisconsin. Very cool. So if you're interested in maybe forming a business, a nonprofit, find out ways that you can get help from your fellow people in this area. Lots of great information, I'm sure. Check it out on Thursday, April 18th from 5:30 to 7 at the Pittsville Lions Clubhouse. Our good friends over at Aspirus have a very cool Building a Healthy Baby. Aspirus is offering a free prenatal nutrition class. How about that? When you eat during pregnancy, what you eat during pregnancy really does matter. That's why Aspirus Health is pleased to offer Building a Healthy Baby, a free prenatal nutrition class. Aspirus registered dietitians Becky White and Carrie Benda will discuss topics including morning sickness, constipation, anemia and iron, hydration options, feeding fatigue, safe amounts of caffeine, herbal teas to avoid, vitamins, minerals, heartburn and indigestion, snack ideas, and more. Just about everything under the sun. If you are a woman who has been pregnant or you are a someone who's cared for a woman who's given, who's pregnant through the process, know that it's a wild ride, everybody. Of course, no woman is the same. Everyone is different. All kinds of different things. I cannot stress enough how I wish I had had this. I wish my wife and I had had this when she was pregnant with our two kids, because I think it would have been very helpful. It's going to be held on Tuesday, April 23rd from 6:30 to 7:30 at Aspires Riverview Hospital's lower level conference room B and C. That's at 410 Dewey Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Pregnant moms are invited, as well as caregivers, family members, and support persons. Attendance is free and no registration is needed. For more information, please call Aspires Riverview Diabetes and Nutrition Center at 715-422-9364. 422-9364. That's cool. I think that's going to be very, very cool. Looking a little bit further ahead to the month of April, we do have another event at Aspires that I think would be nice. And again, it's with the healthy, the nutrition experts over at Aspires. This one is Making Healthy Choices When Dining Out. This is in Aspires. They were hosting a adult diabetes support group. For people with diabetes, navigating restaurant menus can be confusing. It can be difficult to choose delicious food that will not send your blood sugar through the roof. Making healthy choices while dining out is the topic for the Spring Adult Diabetes Support Group meeting hosted by Aspires Health. Aspires registered dietitians Becky White and Carrie Benda, once again, will share tips and tricks to help you make wise yet tasty food choices next time you eat out. This meeting will be held on Tuesday, April 16th, so this is actually the week before the prenatal care one. On April 16th from 6:30 to 7:30 at Aspires Riverview Hospital's lower level conference room B and C at 410 Dewey Street, once again in Wisconsin Rapids. Adults with type 1 or 2 diabetes or prediabetes are invited, as well as caregivers, family members, and support persons. Attendance is free and no registration is needed. These are very, very cool activities offered by our very good friends over at Aspires, keeping us healthy, or at least trying to keep us healthy as we go along here. It's a couple minutes left, everybody, to call in 424-2600. I'm getting ready to wrap up the show here in just a few minutes. Got a couple more things I do want to highlight. We've got a toast to great futures, the wine and beer tasting event for the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids. Their mission, our mission, your impact. This is coming up April 26th at the Riches Golf Course in Wisconsin Rapids. It's on a Friday. It goes from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. All proceeds benefit the Boys and Girls Club. Tickets are available at the Boys and Girls Club of the Wisconsin Rapids area on West Grand Avenue or Richards Liquors on 18th Street. Event tickets are $75 each, $85 after April 12th or at the door. Proudly sponsored by our good friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. This is a great fundraiser they have for the Boys and Girls Club and all the wonderful things that they do there. Can't tell you enough how much I appreciate and my family appreciates the Boys and Girls Club for everything that they do as well. All right, gang, we're just about done here for today. I do want to once again thank all the callers and everyone who's been listening out there. Do appreciate it. Charlie Behrens is coming up after the show here at noon. Don't forget, we have some great programming tomorrow on Sunday. At 1 o'clock, we have the Polka Show. Don't forget, the rebroadcast, it is not being preempted this week. So check out Tim Hubble, the polka guy, and his great polka show that he does for us every week. There will be no Seth Faces the Music and most of Unlabeled or all of Unlabeled on Sunday night. Of course, the Bucks are playing the Thunder starting at 5:30. That's the pregame. Game starts at 6 o'clock. Follow the Bucks as they wrap up the regular season and head into the playoffs. See how far they get in the Eastern Conference this year. It'd be fun to do that. Taking one more check here before we wrap up the show. It is 44 seconds remaining in the second period. And once again, oh my gosh, the River Kings cannot buy a break. It is still 1-0 Fort Wayne. 34 shots on goal. Their goaltender must be amazing. 34 shots on goal for the River Kings to 13 for the Fort Wayne Spacemen. It is very sad to see that. Now, I listened to the River Kings, of course, because I was running the board all season long. They are a great third period team. I think they still have a chance, everybody. Maybe they can grab one here at the end of the second period, but I think they still have a chance at the third period to keep going on in the national tournament. Once again, everyone, thanks for listening. Keep the dial tuned to WFHR and WIRI. Don't forget to download the Civic Media app so you can play along with our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest going all next week. From 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, four opportunities every day to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista and be entered into win to our grand prizes as well. We're having a lot of fun with that. So keep it rolling, everybody. We do appreciate you sticking around on WFHR through all the changes, WIRI with new changes there as well. We do really appreciate all of our listeners out there. And we do ask that, especially this show, I do want to say that as long as the calls keep coming in, we'll be doing the show. At least that's what we're gonna try to do. We may end up, you never know what may happen with this show like this, which maybe seems like one that has had its day. It's not as needed as it once was with the internet, with different ways to buy and sell with your friends and neighbors on all kinds of social media and over on websites. But we do appreciate you joining us every week. That'll do it for me today, and we'll catch you next week, everyone, here on